Do you ever forget the goodness and love of God? Well, we are people of God, and if we declare that Jesus is Lord with our voices and our hearts, well, we have a family and a new identity. The God of creation embraces us and calls us His. No matter what we have done, no matter what happens, He is there with us. He is for us. But do you ever forget that? Do you ever forget the goodness and love of God? Well, join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about the unfailing love of God from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. But please, just for a moment, join me in a time of opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, You chose me and sent Your Son so that I might be adopted into Your family. So no matter who I am or what I am or what I've done, by Your grace, Your mercy, Your love, through faith in Your Son, I can know Your goodness and love. But I forget that often. So please help me remember that. It's not going to be easy. So I ask this in Your name and by Your authority to remove evil from my time here and leave only Your peace in Christ, in whose name that I pray. Amen. You know, often our light, simple prayers are about us finding satisfaction. I hope in this time of longer, deep meditation, you will experience the profound truth that in God, we have all that we need, all that we need to be satisfied and complete. So as we begin, let's take a few deep, cleansing, relaxing breaths and just settle into wherever you are. Feel your body there wherever you are, present with God in His midst. And today, I want you to make a circle with your thumb and your index finger, and then trace that circle with your other finger. Rest here for a few moments, just tracing the unending, everlasting, continuous circle. As you center on the unending, everlasting, continuous love of God. And that's where we will begin. Scan your life and your body for a moment. Pause as you consider whether there's been a recent doubt in your life. How did that feel? How does your body react to doubt? Well, ask the Spirit here to search you deeply for that answer. Search honestly. And then confess any doubt or fear to God right now. And ask Him and thank Him for His grace and forgiveness. God is everlasting. The Holy Spirit guides us to God's love, and Jesus is the embodiment of faithful love. Well, listen carefully to every detail now as I read from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. What stood out to you from that passage? What word or thought? Maybe an image. Listen to it again carefully. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Reflect here on how God might be using that passage today to touch your life. The prophet Jeremiah wrote this passage to the nation of Israel during a time of great conflict. It is a message to them of restoration and hope, how God can turn a time of mourning into one of joy. But do you need that passage too today, that reminder? Well, rest there. The God that restored and loved Israel is still alive, still living, and still very present in your life. Rest there in His presence, accepting His everlasting love. Listen again as I read from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. What did you hear this time? Did you hear something comforting or recognizable? Or maybe something fresh, new, and clean? What part of the passage did you most identify with? Well, focus there now in quiet meditation. What is the therefore, in that passage? Well, God can, will, and is able to draw us to Him because He loves us with an everlasting love. Let the Holy Spirit here just inject that word deep into your heart, everlasting. What does it mean to you? And how does that word make you feel? Let that meditation become your time with God. Stay there just a bit longer. Everlasting love and continued faithfulness. Everlasting and continuing. No limit, no restrictions. You have no other relationship like this one. So take time here now to wrap yourself in the peace of that truth. Listen one and final time as I read and you meditate on Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Israel, I will always love you. That's why I've been so patient and kind. You know, nearly 1,000 years after Jeremiah wrote this letter of remembrance to Israel, the Apostle Paul writes a similar one to a small church in Ephesus. Listen to it and imagine it being written to you. Let it be your prayer. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the spiritual blessings that Christ has brought you from heaven. Before the world was created, God had Christ choose you to live with Him and to be His holy and innocent and loving child. God was kind and decided that Christ would choose you to be His own adopted child. Rewind or pause if you need. Rest here again in that truth. You are chosen. You are His. You are loved with an everlasting love. Let this time of meditation be your prayer. What is your response to that truth? What is the outflow from your heart? Well, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says that we should love because he first loved us. You've been given the undeserved gift of God's everlasting love. So how can you show that similar love to others around you today? Let your reflection on that become your meditation. What have you felt or perceived in this time of meditation? Offer it now to the Lord as a gift during quiet reflection and seek His application of it into your life today. Join me now in a moment of closing prayer. Dear Abba, Father, you sent your Son so that I might be adopted into your family. What an incredibly powerful and lovely thing. Even through my imperfections, you continue to extend your faithful love to me. You give grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy. You restore and renew me. But when I'm afraid, when I'm lonely, and when I'm uncertain, help me trust in you because I know you are on my side. You say that you have drawn me to you and that you love me eternally. Your word is a promise that will be kept. Well, even when life feels chaotic or even painful, you are with me and you know my future. So give me the faith to remember that, the truth that you will never leave me, that I can place my trust in your plan because you work all things to the good for those who love you. You have a purpose for me in all things. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. Now, before rushing off into a day that's no doubt full of some doubt and confusion, keep making that little circle with your finger. And if you have a pen, maybe even draw an unending, everlasting circle on a piece of paper for as long as you can, remembering. And I hope that remembrance will bring you into a place of peace and alignment with God today as you meditate and abide in Christ.